In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the Gospel which we read, it is from St. Luke 11. And the disciple asked the Lord to teach them how to pray. The theme of the whole month of this month of Ba'una, you know, each month in our Coptic calendar, each month it has a theme. For that, if we know that the theme during the whole month, we are going to come with more benefit than if we know it day by or week by week. For that the theme of the whole month of the Ba'una is the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. The work of the Holy Spirit in our life. The first Sunday, which is today, the disciple asked the Lord, teach us how to pray. And then what, in the end of the Gospel which we hear today, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? It means one of the important things which we should ask our Heavenly Father every day when we are praying to fill us and give us more in the Holy Spirit. Because as I mentioned before, the Holy Spirit doesn't have a limit. And all of us, we have the Holy Spirit, but with a different percentage. How much percentage you have of the Holy Spirit in your life? As much as you pray, and as much as you come to church, and as much as you are reading in the Holy Gospel, in the Holy Bibles, for that all these things actually is going to increase the level of your Holy Spirit in your life. For that, let us see today what actually we are going to come out with. They ask the Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father prayer, which we are praying it a lot. When we pray it, do we go and understand everything when we are praying it? Or it becomes something very easy, we remember it just like this, and then we say it very quickly without understanding each part. Let us just go part by part. As you see here in the screen, we have your three times. And the second part is us, you find it five times. For the first paragraph, we are saying about our Lord. And then with the second paragraph, we are asking Him for some things. Let us just go quickly to it. The first one is our Father in heaven. The first part, our Father in heaven. Are we believing that we are dealing with our God as our Father or not? As soon as you say our Father in heaven, you need to come in your mind. In the New Testament, the relation between us and the God is a relation between Father and His children. Are we have a love, trust, peace, talk freely with Him, honor, close relation? Because if we don't have a close relation, then we cannot say our Father. It means actually from the first part we'll say our Father, and then what we are saying, do you really feel that He is my Father? Do I feel that I have a relation with Him as a relation between Son and the Father or not? For that the first part is our Father. When we say our Father, you need to think deeply of it, do I am dealing with Him as my Father or not? If God is our Father, what we supposed to do? Be perfect. When we say our Father, do we are perfect as Him? Because this is actually found in Matthew 5:48. Therefore, you shall be perfect. You shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. For that when we say our Father, I need to remind myself that if He is my Father, then the first thing, I should be perfect. And I should do the things which is actually He's supposed to do if He's in my position. Trust Him. The second point, trust Him. Be of good cheer. It is, I do not be afraid. Do I am trusting Him as a children, trusting the fathers or not? If you are actually, you have the hand of your kid and then going somewhere, he will never look around. Why? Because he has his hand in his father's hand. He's not caring about anything. Why? Because his hand is already in his father's hand. For that he feel peace and he feel trusting him in every moment. Accept his discipline. Are we accepting him when we are in kind of trial or not? If you endure chastings, God deals with us as with his son. But if we say, no, I don't like this, why only me? Why this happened to me? And so on and so on. For that, when we have something like that, we cannot say our Father who art in heaven. Because if He is my Father, I should accept everything from His hand. Believe He is in heaven. Are we believing He is in heaven? Are we believing that He is hearing us? Are we believing that we are trusting with Him? Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God. This actually you find it at Deuteronomy 10:14. For that we should believe he is in heaven. Because sometimes I sit with someone and they say, you need to explain to me. I need to be sure. Someone went up and came down and told us and so on and so on. For that if we have a doubt, if we have a doubt that our Father in heaven, then actually we cannot say our Father who art in heaven. Why? Because we are saying something which we are not believing on it. Hallowed be your name. The second part is hallowed be your name. Let your light so shine for men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Are we glorifying our Father in our ways and the things which we are doing every day? Or we are saying that hallowed be your name. Okay, hallowed be your name. What it means of that? It means through me, when the people saw me, they should glorify my Father. Otherwise, when they saw my bad works, what they are going to say about my Father? It will not be right. Then hallowed be by your name. It will not work in my case. Your kingdom come. As we find in Luke 9:62, no one having put his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You find this in Luke 9:62. It means if I have a target, as this picture which we see here, you find the guy is running with this stuff, he's doing all work in his field, he will never look backward. If he look backward, then he's going to miss the target. Where is our target? Excuse me. Do our target is really the kingdom of heaven? If I have this target, then my life should be going in one direction. I should do all my works to have a place with him in his kingdom. For that your kingdom come. Are we accepting that his kingdom come and then we'll be with him in his kingdom or not? Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Do we accept the will of God in our life or not? Because normally we're saying, your will be done. And then after that you say, I should do this because I see this is what it fit for me. But do you ask the will of God before your will or not? Or always we need to think with our little mind and we say, no, maybe I need to do this and this and this. As God, he doesn't know what he's doing and I will know more than him. There is four things actually in our Heavenly Father. These four things is very important. He is very rich. He is very rich. For that whatever you want, he's going to give you. And also he is very strong. And then he is very wise and he is very loved to me so much. You will never find these four things in any person in the earth. Maybe you find somebody is rich, he can give you the money, but maybe he's not wise. Maybe he didn't love you. He's not going to give you anything. Maybe he finds he has money, but he's weak. He cannot also help me. Or he has money and also is strong, but he's not loving me. But our Heavenly Father, these four things is on him. He's very wise, very strong, very rich, and he loves me so much. For that if I have all these things in my mind, then I can say your will be done on earth as in heaven. And your will be done also in what? In my life. Give us day by day our daily bread. Our daily bread here, it means our daily earthly need and also our daily spiritual need. Because sometimes we remember and then we ask God for a lot of earthly things and then we forget to ask him about the heavenly things. And then we think too much about our bodies here in the earth, but we didn't work also in the healthy and then to be healthy spiritually. For that our God is going to give us when we ask him our earthly need and also is going to give us our spiritual need. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is in debt to us. This is a very important point. When we say so every day, and I am sure that all of you praying our Father who art in heaven multiple times every day. When you come in this and then say, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone who is in debt to us. It means you tell God, as I'm going to do here, I need you to do with me in heaven. If we are not forgiving each other our sins and our stuff, which has happened to, between us, then how we are asking God every day like this? It means you put the law by your mouth every day, and then when you go to the last day, you say that, Habibi, you tell me, as I did, I am going to do with you. And they didn't do this and this and this. For that, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it for you. Any one of us wanted to do something like that? I remember there was a nice story about one of the fathers. There was two people or two persons actually in his church. They are fighting with each other. And they don't like to forgive each other the problems. When he went with them and said, okay, let us say our father. And then when he come to this point, he say, and don't forgive us our sin because we are not forgiving each one. The people tell him, Abuna, what are you saying? He say, this is actually what's happening. This is what we happening. You don't like to forgive, for that we are asking him to not forgive us. Because as you are going to ask, it will happen to you. Actually, these two persons, after this point, they start to think about what's Abuna saying, and each one forgive to the other one. Why? Because for sure, each one of us has a tons of sins which we need our Heavenly Father to forgive us. For that, if we are not doing that here, then he's not going to ask to do it for us there. And then, of course, as you see, this kind of measure. Because what? For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Measure, this is a scale which they was using all days before they have a weight. For that, they scale it like this picture which you see. The people got used to use this stuff for buying and selling the things. For that, with the same kind of measure, it will be measured to you. If your measure is full and nice and good, it will be the same for you in the heaven of kingdom. And don't let us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Temptation here, we need to little bit understand it a bit more. The temptation, there is two types of temptation. There is something called temptation and the trial. And this is very clear in the English translation, but actually in the Arabic, all of them, they say tagarub. But there is, in the English, you find there is something called temptation and the trial. The temptation is what, this is actually what St. James said, tell us about it in the first chapter. He said that, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil. For that if someone got a temptation because of his evil work, he cannot come and say, God, why you did that for me? No, Habib, it's not from God. This is because of what you did so and so. For that this type of temptation is not from God. But what is coming from God is what is a trial. And this is also St. James said in the same chapter, my brethren, count it all joy when you fell into various trials. The trials is something from the Lord to teach us, to let us have a place with him in his kingdom. Because this is the aim all of us we're supposed to have, or we need to have with him a place in the kingdom. For that if there is a little trial is going to put us on, for our benefit, he's going to give us this trial. For that here when we pray our Father, when we come to this point, we need to differentiate in mind between temptation and the trial. The last point is the persistence. It is actually asking more and more and more. And this we hear that today in the gospel. About the friend who went to his friend and tell him in the midnight, give me what? 3 loaves. Because I have a friend came to me suddenly and I don't have to give him. And he started to tell him, no, it's a midnight. I am with my children in the bed. I cannot open the door. But it looks like this guy keep what? Keep knocking, knocking, knocking. For that, the Lord tell him, if he is not going to give him because he is his friend, he's going to give him because he's asking and asking and asking and let him give. And even you see, in the Bible, he didn't tell us that he's going to give him the 3 loaves. He said that he's going to give whatever he wants. It means he's going to open his house, say, Habibi, go there, take whatever you want, and go to your home. Why? Because actually he's asking and asking. And this is what the Lord tells us. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and it will, you will be fine. And knock and it will be open to you. For that we need to ask, seek and knock. Always. Don't feel, oh, I ask for many times for these things that are not happening. Maybe the Lord is delaying it because of your benefit. But you need to keep asking. One of the church fathers say what? Always praying. When you ask, always they are asking. Asking, it means you are praying. And when the Lord give you, you need to thank and thank and thank. For that your life will be between what? Asking and thanking all the time. It means praying all the time. And this actually what is the aim of that. And then in the end they say that your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. We need to come out today with something. When we pray our heavenly Father, and then we need to think about each word. Don't saying rushing it and don't understand what are you saying. But you need to take it slowly and understand the words and live with it. And have a kind of thinking what I'm saying. And also the important things you need to ask about it. Ask for the Holy Spirit. During these 45 days which you are fasting, make this actually your daily asking while you are praying. Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit working with me, working on me, for that I will become a fruits, for that I will have a fruits in my life via the work of the Holy Spirit on me. Just to review it quickly. Our Father in heaven, so we should be perfect, trust him, accept his discipline, and believe he is in heaven. This is the 4 points which we should when we say our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name, that you, they may see your good works. For that the good works is very important here, for that the people is going to glorify our Father in heaven. And then also your kingdom come, no one having put his hand to the blow and looking back to fit, is fit for the kingdom of God. Are we fit or not? Are we looking backward or we are always looking forward to have a place with him in his kingdom? Number 4, you will be done on earth as in heaven. Always remember our Father is very wise, very strong, very rich, and love us so much. For that these four things actually in our Heavenly Father. Give us day by day a daily bread, earthly and the heavenly bread is actually what we are asking the Father for. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is in debt to us. We will not be able to enjoy living with God as a father unless we live with each other as a brethren. This is actually a word from one of the church saints. They say we will not be able to live with our God as our father unless we live with each other as a brethren. And of course, the brethren, they forgive for each other too much. Number 7, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then we know the difference between temptation and trial. And finally, because of his persistence, he will raise and give him as many as he need. And the glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.